I attended the 2019 fall tax meeting of the American Bar Association Section of Taxation, held October 3 to 5 in San Francisco. So I am going to recap some of the events I attended and give my impressions. Thank you for tuning in.
Welcome to Tax Justice Warriors, the podcast that celebrates the work of low-income taxpayer clinics, focuses on tax controversy work, and looks at related issues in tax news. I'm your host, William Schmidt, the director of the Low-Income Taxpayer Clinic at Kansas Legal Services.
I recently attended the 2019 fall tax meeting for the American Bar Association Section of Taxation and Section of Real Property, Trust, and Estate Law. That was held October 3 to 5 in San Francisco, California. And I must say that it was a great event. And thinking about it in comparison with the Washington, D.C. May meeting, there were great panels. It was wonderful to see the group of people. But I think there were a few extra panels where there were announcements and breaking news and just a higher level of people in attendance. So I can certainly understand why there was a group of people encouraging me to go to the May meeting and saying that it is a higher level of people who are in attendance, a higher group of people who are in Washington, D.C., such as the IRS, who will attend and speak. So I can certainly see why there is greater attention focused on the May meeting. But having been to both the mid-year and fall tax meetings in the past, I must say that they are all solid meetings with a great amount of information, a great people both as speakers and in attendance, and they are in a variety of locations. So I certainly would say you are not missing out by going to any of the American Bar Association tax meetings. And as for people in attendance, I made a list of people I knew at the various meetings I attended, and looking at the low-income taxpayer clinic people in attendance, I nearly filled up the sheet of paper with people, so I decided I'm not going to name everyone that I knew in attendance. There was just a large group of people representing the low-income taxpayer clinic and the pro bono field. They were a solid group of people. The people I'm going to mention that I saw were tax court judges Carluzzo and Marvel were in attendance. And if I wind up mentioning Judge Carluzzo more times, it is because he was on three panels during the conference. He was certainly one of the all-stars in attendance at various panels, but I would say also Les Book, I believe, was on three panels. So certainly they deserve kudos and attention because they are well in demand for their insights at ABA tax conferences. Now, I wanted to go through some of the schedule of events that I went through. So certainly this is not everything that was going on at the ABA tax conference, but it does give you a little bit of my insight into what happened at the conference. And I'm going to give a little bit of a peek behind the curtain. So some of the items I'm just going to touch on briefly and give my impressions. I don't know that I'm going to come back to every panel and do a spotlight panel or spotlight episode later on, but these are certainly items that were of interest and great presentations at the moment, though not everything needs to be focused on in depth. So to begin, when I came to San Francisco, I came early to meet with various of the people involved in the Collection Due Process Summit Initiative. We had some meetings both within my panel group to do some last-minute preparations before our presentation and also to prepare for the Summit Initiative meetings and presentations in December in Washington, D.C. on December 3rd. Additionally, I met with James Creech. He not only has his solo practice that he has an office in San Francisco, but he is the host of the American Bar Association section of taxation, Tax Times, People in Tax podcast. So we decided that both I would interview him and he would interview me. So I am going to include that as a future episode. And you can look for my episode within his podcast. I do recommend listening to his podcast because he interviews people at the ABA conferences, and it is all interviews on his podcast. You can hear great insights from a whole variety of people within the tax field through that podcast as well. Now, going through the panels, there were three collection due process panels that I did a spotlight episode on these previously and have talked about them. But in brief, Aaron Stearns headed up a panel on the Thursday that it was an introduction to collection due process at the Tax Bridge to Practice. So to introduce young and new attorneys to what collection due process is. That was the first panel that Judge Curluzzo was on the Friday. Then was my panel with a variety of panelists that we focused on collection due process notices, their various issues, suggestions for improvement, and what the process is within the IRS to test notices and try to improve them as well. And then on the Saturday morning, Carolyn Lee headed a panel on prior opportunities regarding collection due process, where the IRS has determined that a taxpayer has had an opportunity to be heard about the tax liability in question. They looked at various cases and the effect on the taxpayers on whether the litigation has been determined to be heard in a prior opportunity or not. So I think these were all very insightful panels, had great discussion and points made. I think they were very educational. We wound up having a CDP Summit informal meetup on the Friday afternoon. And so I think these were great discussions and great for stirring up interest within the collection due process summit initiative field and will build toward the December meeting and beyond. Now, the panel that followed mine at the Individual and Family Taxation Committee, it was the first of two panels on innocent spouse, where it was an introduction to innocent spouse issues and starting to dive into different current developments. And the third panel for the Individual and Family Taxation was regarding religious freedom and how that conflicts with tax issues, particularly looking at the Amish and their issues with using Social Security numbers and how that conflicts with claiming a child tax credit or other issues on their tax returns. I had lunch with the Diversity Committee, and then they had a presentation on retirement, really looking at various issues with retirement for people, but also looking at how it is difficult for diverse groups to plan for retirement, especially if there are cultural, financial, age barriers in order to save or have opportunities to build up their retirement savings. So it was certainly a thought-provoking panel on how, why, and when to build up retirement savings, both for the audience and working with diverse clients in the future. Now, I was able to attend the fall tax meeting through a scholarship from the American Bar Association. So I want to put in a plug for the pro bono and tax clinics section, and I was at their manning their booth from 2 to 3 in the afternoon. Certainly people who are able to put in pro bono hours locally, that is great work that I support. But also if you're able to donate money to the American Bar Association pro bono and tax clinic section, then that helps with scholarships for individuals to attend the conference that they would not normally be able to. That builds involvement with the American Bar Association tax section, and it also helps with networking and learning about different topics that people may not have been exposed to otherwise. Now, additionally, I attended the Teaching Taxation panel. It was about technology-driven trends in teaching taxation. Part of why I attended was that there were two people I know presenting there. One was Les Book. This was the second panel I saw him on. The first was on the Collection Due Process Notices panel with me. And the other was Professor Michael Hunter Schwartz. He is a dean in California now, but originally he was my torts professor as a 1L at Washburn Law School. So I thought the panel was quite interesting. First, there was a group of presenters talking about how they use technology within their law school programs, that several of them are teaching at the LLM level. Some were teaching at the JD, but some were also teaching in conjunction with non-law students, that there were master's programs for accountants and other non-attorneys. It was quite interesting hearing about the different technology tactics that they're using for educating about tax. For some, it is using online courses. Part of it is recording lectures. So some have built their own studios within the various schools. And it was quite interesting to see the broad variety of techniques being used. So that was a panel of 5 or 6 people, and then they switched to a different panel of 4 people where Professor Schwartz spoke about learning techniques, and there was a presenter on learning requirements being used for non-attorneys. One person looked at what an employer requires in the legal field, and the final speaker talked about being a young associate and his experience starting his career with what employers are looking for in education and how he is learning at the beginning of his career. So it was certainly a thoughtful discussion on a variety of issues in teaching tax, using technology, and how that connects to being employed within the legal field. On Saturday morning was the pro bono and taxation committee. I mentioned the prior opportunities with collection due process. Then there was the second presentation on innocent spouse that they really dug into current issues in litigation regarding innocent spouse. Judge Carluzzo gave an update from the tax court, and for those keeping track, that is his third panel presentation. Well, actually, he gave a solo presentation, though Judge Marvel was in the audience and gave her comments as well. Then there was a focus on the free file program where the IRS contracted with different software tax providers that are in private industry, where the advertised goal has been to provide free tax filing to qualified people in the public, but where it turned out that often those private companies were trying to upsell those people based on what place they clicked on online or how they were originally joined into the process, where the result was several people were paying for their tax preparation when they originally were supposed to be doing that for free. Then the final program on the Pro Bono and Tax Clinic Committee was on the Adopt a Base program. That is where attorneys from the American Bar Association are working in conjunction with various military bases throughout the country that the volunteers are providing 2 to 3 days of training so that the various military bases can do VITA programs on base for the various military personnel and their families to receive tax services. That is certainly a worthy program. I have done some work with Fort Leavenworth, but I am seeing what else I can do within the Kansas military bases that whether the Adopt-a-Base program can build up in the future. I attended the joint session luncheon where Martin Sullivan, an economist, was the keynote speaker. He did give a great presentation on trends in economics, but it was a little depressing hearing some of his thoughts on our negative direction. So it was a little bit of a downer for the end of the conference. Overall, I had a great time seeing people I knew. I got to spend time meeting new people and developing relationships. There were great presentations. I learned a good amount, and I always think that the American Bar Association tax meetings are very informative, a great place to meet people, and actually got an email from the hotel manager that the people were quite friendly, and it was a great experience for the hotel staff as well in hosting us. So I think this is proof that tax attorneys are among the friendliest people that you will come across in the legal profession. So I hope this has been a great overview for you regarding the fall tax meeting. And thank you once again for tuning in.
Thank you for listening to Tax Justice Warriors. We have a Patreon page if you'd like to support this podcast. Providing monetary support for this podcast helps with expenses like equipment or travel to tax conferences. Supporting this podcast through Patreon comes with rewards, so check out our Patreon page. Please rate or review this podcast because positive reviews help get more people to know this podcast exists. The views expressed on this podcast are not official opinions of the IRS, the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic Program, or the employers of the people who spoke on this program. Your tax situation is unique, so do not take the statements on this program as tax or legal advice. Consult with your own tax professional to provide you with specific advice on your situation. Tune in next time on Tax Justice Warriors for another interesting tax discussion.